And it wasn't until I actually went to a local business in my district that he manufactures meat and sells it there, and he also sells in other stores. So, you know, he's got front-end people, back-end cutters, and I think he's up to two locations now, and he ended up having to close one of the locations short-term. And when I was talking to him about it, it's because he couldn't find staff. He said he'd love to hire six more cutters. He'd love to open a third store. He can't find staff to be able to do it. I think a lot of times when we have people in these unemployment situations, we got to do a better job of certainly bridging those gaps. But currently, by having a longer system, I think we are stifling economic growth and improvement within the state. Obviously, it's the employer that's often paying these, or that is paying these on their employer wages. So anytime that we can make those savings, we're helping our small businesses that aren't putting people on unemployment. And